Super Sunday? Probably not for sports bars. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a former park in downtown Wichita takes on a new role.
The Chainlink Gallery is an effort to just continue to activate the site, but in a new way to keep people looking at it, kind of creating a buzz there.
But first, life was pretty good last February. The pandemic hadn't started yet, and we had this.
The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54. Final score.
A year later, the Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl. But this one will be played under very different circumstances, courtesy of the pandemic. That means sports bars will operate with limited capacity and be required to follow other health guidelines, like spacing out tables. The Super Bowl isn't normally a big day for sports bars. House parties tend to be more popular. But the Chiefs changed that dynamic last year. Kelsey Rocket is the general manager at Chicken and Pickle in East Wichita. She remembers last year's game.
It was a phenomenal turnout. We had, I believe it was 150 people that bought tickets to that event. And that wasn't including people who just showed up on property to watch it in other areas. It was a blast. It was loud. We had a DJ. It was so much fun.
Emerson Biggins Sports Bar and Grill in West Wichita also had a big day last year. Manager Sharon Dobb says at one point, more than 200 people crowded into the bar. That included many fans who came in after the game to celebrate. She's not expecting a repeat performance.
We did not have the turnout that we would have regularly had for the AFC Championship game. And so we're expecting Super Bowl to be on a lot smaller scale.
Restrictions on Super Bowl Sunday crowds is just another disappointment in what has been a disappointing time for bars and restaurants in general. Side Pockets in West Wichita will likely have to turn away customers on Sunday because of seating limits. It can hold nearly 400 people, but will be limited to 150 under the latest health order. General Manager Lori Connor says the last 12 months have been difficult.
Not just in the aspect of the restaurant itself, the bar itself, either way, employees, you know. We're a big family at Side Pockets, and everybody just struggles, including the businesses.
Sedgwick County did loosen some restrictions this week, which will allow sports bars to squeeze in a few more fans on Sunday. Heather Westfall co-owns The Waltz on East Central. She says last February, the bar had its biggest Super Bowl crowd in 25 years. She says not being able to take full advantage of the Chiefs trying to win another title is disappointing. But she hopes the county's action this week is the first step and eventually lifting all of the health restrictions.
It is very frustrating, but at the same time, we're happy that we're just slowly lifting and getting able to, because I'm really more concerned about March Madness right now. That's a really good season for us. But we'll take the Super Bowl any day.
You can find more on this story and other Super Bowl coverage at KMUW.org. It's the first Friday of the month, which, of course, means it's time to talk about the arts. The ICT pop-up park in downtown Wichita had gravel instead of grass and was less than half a city block in size. Despite that, the park was a popular spot for artists and downtown workers before it closed last fall. KMUW's Torn Anderson has more on the park's legacy and its new role as a temporary art gallery.
Lonnie Quattlebaum offices in Old Town and liked the location and ease of grabbing food from different food trucks.
It was just a great spot to get together with friends. I really enjoyed going out to the pop-up park and grabbing lunch. And you know what else was great about the pop-up park was just, you know, opportunity for live music.
The pop-up park opened 5 years ago on Douglas, just a couple blocks east of the river. Emily Brookover helped plan events for the park as Director of Community Development for downtown Wichita.
A number of other community partners came together to create the pop-up park. And it really was meant to be a temporary space, thus the name Pop-Up Park. It was just meant to pop up for a little while, but it was overwhelmingly successful between all of the programming that happened there, the events, the daily food trucks, and all of the fun things that happened. So it was quickly embraced by the community and became a well-loved space.
The temporary park stayed open so long it gave the impression of a permanent fixture before it finally closed in September of 2020. A chain-link fence at the spot now serves two purposes, blocking off the former park and showcasing the work of local artists. Kristen Beal is a co-founder of Harvester Arts.
The Chainlink Gallery is an effort to just continue to activate the site, but in a new way, to keep people looking at it, kind of creating a buzz there, and kind of let the public know that something is going to happen here, so that they'll be watching for what's next.
Priscilla Brown and Heather Byers are the first two artists showing on the fence. There are no plans for Chainlink Gallery or the Pop-Up Park beyond April due to COVID-19.
Well, we need to have a healthy public in order to have a healthy public space. And it's not safe to gather people right now. We're taking a hard pause and training folks, creatives and artists in town, to learn about how to create healthy public spaces for when we can all come back together. So we can do that in a meaningful an impactful way.
Emily Brookover is reluctant to promise a return of the pop-up park.
You know, the worst thing we could do is say, you know, we're going to reopen the pop-up park in June of this year, and then that not happen.
Some of the park's tables and umbrellas can still be seen behind the fence. Lonnie Quattlebaum regrets not spending more time in the park.
I really wish I would have got it there more often, because I don't think I'm going to have the opportunity again.
New artwork will be on display every 2 weeks on the fence just in front of the old pop-up park on Douglas. For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
You can see art from the Chainlink Gallery at KMUW.org. And one last thing. Last month when the mayor of Kansas City said there would be no parade if the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, I cringed. Any serious fan will tell you that jinxes are real, and tempting the sports gods is risky business. That's why when you watch a game at home, you never change seats at halftime if your team is winning. And it's why you never pack up the baseball equipment before the final out, even if your team is way ahead. I did that when I was 13, and the manager promptly dumped it all out. I haven't done it since. I like the Chiefs' chances on Sunday, but if they lose, we'll know why. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show is produced by Nadia Foe and Lou Ann Stevens. Torin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.